Much of the recent focus on eradicating biological and chemical weapons programs has been on Iraq. 10 years ago, the focus was on South Africa, which had promised to destroy all its weapons of mass destruction. Last year, evidence surfaced that not all had been destroyed. Don Hoosen, a former South African scientist, offered to sell to the United States a collection of pathogens developed in a secret bioweapons program for $5 million and other considerations. In a two-part series in the Washington Post this week, reporter Joby Warwick wrote that Hoosen sent a hidden freeze-dried vial of bacteria to the U.S. with a retired CIA officer.
It's an E. coli, which is a common intestinal organism that was modified with DNA from a very serious biological pathogen called Clostridium perfringens. They grafted the two together to create this hybrid, and this is what he put inside of a toothpaste tube last May to send to the FBI through a commercial airplane.
And what was the government's response?
They were troubled that Hoosen was in a position to be able to offer what he was offering. They took the strain, they looked at it, it was exactly as he described it. They looked at the list of pathogens that he was interested in selling and said, indeed, this is worrisome stuff. On the other hand, you can genetically engineer strains in any sophisticated biological lab in the country. They didn't think it was worth taxpayers' money to pay this guy for what he had.
Now, his project was called Project Coast. What was it supposed to do?
It was different from your typical biological weapons program in that it did not create large stocks of bombs, missiles, other materials that would really be considered significant in a military setting. What they were interested in doing was concocting weapons that could be used for terrorism and for assassination. In the early 80s, when this program developed, the South African government saw itself besieged by all kinds of enemies from within and without. And so they're interested in exploiting science to sort of destabilize and, in some cases, kill opponents without leaving any trace. They worked on weapons that could sicken communities and make it appear like an accidental or natural occurrence. And that's what was particularly sinister about it.
I mean, on this end, you could call this blackmail, and on the other end, you could call it treason. He is taking materials out of his country and offering it to others.
Yeah, and it's an interesting quandary for the South Africa government in figuring out what to do with Hoosen and other scientists like him, because they maintain that all these materials created by Project Coast should have been destroyed. But on the other hand, Hoosen is a scientist. He's working in vaccine development, and all the stuff that he has, he's within his legal rights to have. But they are concerned about what he might eventually do and others like him might do in terms of selling things that are proliferating materials to other countries and parties.
Well, if Hoosen has some stuff, you got to figure there are other scientists who also have some.
Right, and Hoosen says that other scientists do have similar materials. It's not much of a stretch to believe that many scientists in many university facilities, research institutions in South Africa have acquired parts of this collection as well. It's really easy to duplicate strains of bacteria and share them around.
What does all this say about efforts to rid the world of biological weapons?
It shows how difficult it can be, because unlike nuclear material, fissile material, things that go into nuclear weapons, these are very small things. They can be easily hid. They don't leave a signature that can be detected in an airport sensor. You can make small batches of things and put them in envelopes and send them around the world and wreak havoc, as we saw in October of 2001 here in the United States.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Joby Warwick is a writer for The Washington Post.